The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution condemning the ISIL Takfiri militants operating in Iraq and Syria.
Will those in favour of the draft resolution please raise their hand? The result of the voting is as follows. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favour. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as resolution 2170. They threaten the wider Middle East with this strong...
The United Nations resolution is aimed at cutting off funding and the flow of foreign fighters to the terrorist group. ISIL militants now control large swathes of territory in Iraq and Syria and are reportedly selling oil. The resolution demands that ISIL and the Al-Qaeda affiliate, the Al-Nusra Front, cease all violence and terrorist acts and disarm and disband with immediate effect. The measure is the United Nations Security Council's most wide-ranging response to the insurgents fighting in Iraq and Syria. Well, Syria has welcomed the UN Security Council resolution condemning the ISIL Takfiri terrorists, but the Syrian ambassador to the UN said if the UN had not ignored the terrorist group's actions in Syria over the past 3 years, ISIL militants would not be able to create chaos in Iraq today.
For more than 3 years, Syria has been engaged in a very difficult war. This and on behalf of all humankind, against terrorist organizations. And in this very trying, bitter period in Syrian history, the government of Syria has tried to do its utmost to attract attention of member states of this organization to the threats facing the region and the world, and this due to the practices of these organizations. I would like to know also why the member states of the Security Council have not responded to our repeated complaints for more than 3 years with respect to the exportation by the organizations and via Libya, the exporting of terrorism, of arms to my country through Turkey and Lebanon. From that committee, sir, these official documents that have been sent by Syria have been ignored deliberately. There has been an unbelievable lack of serious policy. If you had taken into account such documents, and if the resolutions of the Security Council had been implemented, particularly with respect to fighting terrorism, we would not today have to adopt yet another resolution.
Well, for more on this, let's go to New York and talk to the Syrian ambassador to the United Nations himself, Mr. Bashar Jaafari. Welcome, sir. Mr. Ambassador, first of all, who would you blame for the funding and arming of the ISIL Takfiris in Syria and Iraq?
Well, thank you very much for having me with you this evening. Actually, we have repeatedly said, without any ambiguity, for the last 3 years and a half, I mean, since the beginning of what we call the Syrian crisis, we have repeatedly said and notified the Security Council as well as the Secretary General of those who are individuals and governments and regimes and entities who are backing the terrorist organizations operating both in Syria and Iraq and even in Lebanon. I mean by this that specifically speaking, we refer to the Saudis, the Turkish government, the Qatari regime, and other regional and international actors. So this is not a secret anymore. Who is backing who and why the Security Council did not react at an earlier stage. And this was the core issue of my intervention today before the Security Council. I was asking the members of the Council why they came too late to deal with this issue first, and then why they didn't answer our complaints, our repetitive complaints for 3 years and a half with regard to the smuggling of weapons and terrorists from Libya and Tunisia into Syria through Turkey, through Lebanon, and and the Saudi and Qatari and Turkish also involvement into instigating to terrorism in inside my country, Syria. So it is as if the Council is dealing with the issue, very serious issue of combating terrorism, on a selective basis. And that will lead nowhere. I mean, this is not a sign of seriousness on the part of some members of the Security Council.
And beside the selective nature of the United Nations actions, why do you think, or in other words, what is the main reason that the West has not been interested in tackling the issue of the ISIL for the past 3 years, and of course just only recently is taking action?
My own analysis, actually, is that this resolution adopted today is addressed to the Western public opinion. It's not addressed to our own public opinion in the area, in our own area. It's not for the Arabs, it's not for the Muslims, it's not for our area. It's just a step forward towards cleaning their hands out of this messy situation, what I call creative terrorism, creative terror that they created in the area. They want to wash their hands and walk out of this messy situation that they created in the area. You may remember that 10 years ago, Condoleezza Rice launched the slogan of creative chaos. Now we are at the stage of the creative terror. What is wrong lead to what is wrong. I mean, this is the simplest theory in mathematics. It's not a secret anymore that the wrong calculations and the wrong politics of the Western Western countries led to this situation that we are all suffering from today. So this is why I don't feel optimistic about the applicability of this resolution, because even though it was adopted under Chapter 7, the other resolutions that were adopted by the Council were also adopted under Chapter 7, but they are not applicable. The 1267, the 373, the 1624, 1889. I mean, many resolutions on combating terrorism were not applied, and they are not applicable because there is no seriousness behind. Behind these resolutions. Still, we are all suffering from what we call the double standards policies and the selectivities.
Indeed. Mr. Ambassador, do you think those ISIL terrorists fighting your government will one day fight the Western governments?
No, I don't think so. This is why I was cut short by the President of the Council, Ambassador of Britain, who acted as if the Council, Security Council, is still a former British colony. He interrupted me when I started asking him, could you explain to me who is buying the Syrian oil and the Syrian gas from ISIS through Turkish mediators and European buyers. At this very moment, he interrupted me and stopped, prevented me from continuing, because he doesn't want the European and the Western public opinion to hear what kind of serious questions we are asking. This is why I'm saying that my own feeling is that this resolution is designed to solve the European problems inside their own societies, inside their vis-à-vis their own public opinion. It's not for us.
Indeed. And my final question, Mr. Ambassador, why do you think the ISIL terrorists have never fought Israel?
Because they have undeclared alliance with Israel. You know, the Israelis are helping them to smuggle into the Syrian the separation line on the Syrian occupied Golan, coming from Jordan, where the camps of training are there. I mean, everybody knows that Jordan is hosting secret training camps. So the Israelis are helping these terrorists crossing the border from Jordan into the separation line on the Golan, on the Syrian Golan, and from there to attack our forces in the Golan. In clear-cut, clear crystal-cut violation and breach of the agreement of 1974 on the separation of forces over the Golan. I mean, the Security Council has become kind of circus. This is not serious because people are really complaining about the way the influential powers in the council are conducting their business. I had the opportunity to talk to many non-permanent members, ambassadors in the Security Council. All of them were not even aware that today we will have a session to address the resolution. They were not consulted. Nobody talked to them about the session of today. This is just an indication about the deterioration of the environment within the Security Council itself.
All right, we'll leave our discussion there. Dr. Bashir Jaffari, Syrian ambassador to the United Nations from New York. An honor to have you on the show. Yes, sir.